Motorhomes and horse trucks are being forced off the road, and owners are facing bills of $20,000 or more as a result of rule changes brought in by the Transport Agency. Vehicles are being knocked back if they've had their cab modified since 2005. It's common to modify them to include either a crawl through or a walk through from the cab into the back. The managing director of Hamilton horse truck maker The Wade Group, Elisa Wade, says thousands of vehicles will be affected.
Any cab modification now calls for certification in the form of an LT400. The problem with that is that because that wasn't mandate prior to this rule change recently, we now have the problem of our clients when they go for their COF that they are non-compliant. We've got a fairly large number of people that we are helping support, but there is very little we can do. There's no structural safety issues for the vehicles we've manufactured. We've always considered safety as paramount and have always complied with the NZTA legislation.
So why should there be a rule change at all if it's not a safety problem?
I think that the intent is to ensure safety across the industry and ensure that all manufacturers are complying.
Is that because some of them aren't?
I couldn't vouch for that.
Though the change has had, unforeseen, unintended, damaging consequences, has it?
I think for, the effect on business and certainly the private and the commercial sector, we think of the adventure tourism operators that this could affect when they go to get their COF renewed. And that could be final nail in the coffin for some of the industry. So it affects thousands of users, both tourists that are hoping to use their motorhomes, but also our competitive riders who rely on their horse transport to get to the next event.
It wouldn't affect a motorhome that you might hire, a camper van.
So if it's an original, then the mass-produced cab modifications have the required certification when they're imported. However, if any modifications have been done, then yes, it could.
The problem is your client, having been knocked back on a certificate of fitness, then needs to find a certifying engineer who can check it out, and then checking it out means stripping it back, does it?
It is very difficult to retrospectively certify or make the modification, and it's quite a long process.
And we're hearing certified engineers, a lot of them actually don't want to do this work, and so that's making it more difficult.
Yes, I think the guidelines are not clear as to how they would actually sign that off.
So this is quite a big deal. What is NZTA telling you? Because this is like April the 1st, we're a few months down the track.
Yes, well, as I say, we are working with the NZTA and we are hoping that we can help in some way.
Do you have an indication, though, one, that they accept that they've got it wrong and need to change, and two, how urgently they need to do that?
I think that their focus is on, to keep the industry accountable for safety requirements. What is disappointing is that it has affected the whole industry.
That is Elisa Wade, who runs a horse truck manufacturing company, speaking with RNZ's Phil Pennington.